أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ثم السبيل يسره ثم أماته فأقبره ثم إذا شاء أنشره. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained that how Allah Ta'ala had created this human being and the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, which every human being should think, and which in other places the Quran Sharif exhorts us that think how you were created from that one drop of sperm and how Allah made you into a complete human being. In the womb of the mother, Allah Ta'ala made your form, your whole picture, your form of how you are going to be. And then Allah Ta'ala put the ruh in there, the life in there. And then life came into this child, and that also a person should ponder about regularly, that how did he come into this world. Na'uzu billah, there is no Darwin's theory of evolution that man was a monkey and then he became into a human being. One simple answer to that is that if one monkey could become a human being, then in the history of the monkey still today, why didn't another monkey also become a human being? So that is proof that it is just a false theory, and a person loses his iman when he believes in that. We should be very concerned also. Our children are taught this theory at schools also. And if that is then what is taught by the teacher, it's taken as gospel truth. If the child has to believe that, then he is in a very dangerous position. And many of us, we don't know what our children are learning at schools, etc. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala is the one who has created us, and a person should think and see in what a great and fascinating way Allah Ta'ala has created insan. ثُمَّ السَّبِيلَ يَسَّرَهُ فِي الرَّاحْ آسَانْ كَرْدِي أُسْكُ. And then Allah Ta'ala made his way easy for him. There are two explanations of this. One is that the birth of the child Allah Ta'ala had made easy. Normally we all understand that child birth is not an easy thing, especially the first child birth of a mother, what she goes through and what difficulties. But if we really have to think of it, that that child which is so big and that very narrow passage how it comes, it's only by Allah's Qudrat that children are born and it's made easy. Otherwise it was an impossible thing without the help and the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And that whole thing of how the child was for 9 months in the womb of the mother and then it comes into a complete different environment and atmosphere. How Allah makes it to adapt here. And then coming in this world, as it is mentioned, كُلٌّ مُيَسِّرٌ لِمَا خُلِقْ أَوْ كَمَا قَالْ, that everything Allah has made easy for what it has been created. So for in this world, from a worldly perspective, all types of people are needed in this world. There will be business people needed, there will be professional people needed, there will be farmers needed, every type of person. And Allah is the one who is running the whole system of the world. So Allah makes for everyone easy to go in his particular field. And we see that a person, what he takes inclination in, his mind is in there, his heart is in there. This is the normal procedure. And a person sometimes gets surprised also that I was not expecting this in my life and I went in this way and I made a great success of my life. So Allah makes it easy for every person. Similarly, Allah Ta'ala has made it easy for Hidayat also. Allah Ta'ala has sent 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. And for us today, there is no new Nabi. Our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the last and final Nabi. But the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam are still pristine, pure, and they are with us still today. And then we find all efforts taking place by which every person can gain Hidayat. Allah has given every person his intelligence also. Allah has given, informed every person also. So in order to become successful as far as deen is concerned, Allah has made that also very easy for every person. Now it is for us to apply ourselves and take that hidayat which Allah has made common and given, and we follow upon that. When a person has passed through this way his whole life, which only Allah makes easy. If any one of us have to think that how I lived, and if we see reality, if Allah's help was not there when we were little children of 4 and 5, what could have happened to us? How many children are kidnapped and they go to a different country, into a different culture? Refugee children, what is their position? Who are taken from their mothers and fathers, who are taken from their countries, and what an upbringing then they have afterwards. So what could happen to a person throughout his life, that we are here where we are today is solely and only by the help of Allah Ta'ala. We all know what a very serious such accidents we got saved, that if it was just a moment later, what should have happened to us? If it was just a millimeter closer, what should have happened to us? It was only Allah who saved us. So Allah made all this path of ours easy, and all this demands that we turn more to Allah and be more thankful to Him. But as Allah explains in front, unfortunately, generally man goes further and further away from Allah Ta'ala. Summa amatahu, phir usko murda kiya. And when he has passed this whole life which Allah has given him, then the time limit which Allah had given, his visa is exhausted, then Allah gives him his maut. And after maut, faqabara, phir qabar mein rakhwa diya usko. Allah Ta'ala made it that he be put in the qabar. And this is also Allah's great favor. If Allah had not taught that we must be buried, man should not have known this also. The first person who died in this world, the son of Adam alayhi salam, his brother had killed him. And he did not know what to do with his brother. Qabil had killed Habil. And he did not know what to do with his brother. Allah sent a crow that killed another crow. And then he dug a hole and buried that crow in the hole in front of Qabil. And then he knew how to bury his brother. Otherwise, if bodies were just lying around, what should be our condition? How much of disrespect to a body, a man's body, a woman's body lying around, nobody knew how to bury it. Well, Allah gave great respect, put him nicely under the ground, covered him up completely. So this is also a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Summa idha sha'a anshara, phir jab chaha utha nikala usko. And then when Allah will wish, when Qiyamah will come, Allah will take him out of his qabr again. When Allah Ta'ala showed his qudrat in this world, we should understand it's not difficult for Allah to bring a person back to life again on the one side. On the other side, this whole procedure, medical science will only talk from the time the semen has been passed from the husband to the wife, and then the formation of the child starts, and they will end at the time of mort. Allah's whole system starts long before the semen, drop of semen also. How it is made, as it will come in front, the food that man eats, from their blood is made, from their semen is made. So right from there, the Quran Sharif starts. And Quran Sharif does not stop at mort, but it goes till the day of Qiyamah. And it goes further for the eternal and everlasting life of Jannat, may Allah grant us all, and or Jahannam, may Allah save us all completely. So this is that whole history of mankind which Allah Ta'ala has drawn our attention to, and it is solely and only Allah alone who does all this. So we should turn sincerely only to Allah Ta'ala in all our matters, and at least realize, as far as knowledge is concerned, further than that, our yaqeen and our iman, that Allah alone is the doer, and then Allah bless us with our amal also accordingly, to fulfill the commandments of Allah and to save ourselves from all the haram which Allah Ta'ala has made haram for us.